and welcome to this very special edition of Cruisin' for a Reviewsin', the podcast where I gush about Tom Cruise heaps. My name is Cara Westworth, and I am joined once again by my best friend, Lauren.
Hello. Cara, this is a very special occasion. Do you care to explain why and how we ended up in Sydney in matching dresses?
So, Tom Cruise has been doing, well, I shouldn't say Tom Cruise, the whole crew and everything have been doing premieres all over the place for Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. And they're doing one in Sydney, and I found out about it like a week or two ago and was like, I'm going down. I'm going to see if I can get an autograph, meet him maybe, or just see him from a distance, whatever. And then I also found out that the public could buy tickets. They sold out pretty quick, but I managed to get two okay seats. My husband was like, you should ask your best friend to go with you because that makes a lot more sense.
Yep, yep.
And Laurent was like, hell yes!
We're going to do what? Count me in.
So yeah, we kind of on a whim decided to come to Sydney to see the Australian premiere. We're going to see the movie tonight. It is Tom Cruise's birthday today and we're about to head down. We're staying less than 5 minutes away from where the theatre is so we can just go hang out for a bit and hopefully get a good posse to
meet Tom at the Cruise. So exciting. Oh my word.
I brought the vinyl case for my Mission Impossible Fallout record. No records in it, obviously, but I'm going to get them to sign the inside bit because it looks really cool and I'm absolutely stoked to maybe interact with anyone from the cast. But if Tom Cruise comes near me, hopefully he'll see my ridiculous clown hair and he'll be like, I gotta talk to this woman.
To this silly, silly woman. What a cool bean. I wouldn't mind talking to Tom Cruise or Simon Pegg. Tom Cruise, obviously, numero uno. I love Simon Pegg.
I love Simon Pegg.
I love him to space.
And Benji.
Benji! We love. Oh my God. But yeah, we had a really fun time in Sydney. Like, we could have stalked him around Sydney if we wanted to, but we were talking about it earlier. Our fingers were not on the pulse. We were just like, let's take it easy, save our energy for the event. And yeah, we've just had a fun time in Sydney.
Yeah, it's been really nice. Yeah. Had a big busy day yesterday and today has been pretty chill and now we're all dressed up at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and we're going to see Tom Cruise with our own human eyes.
He's going to touch my hand. He's
going to potentially touch our hands.
Touch my hand.
Oh no.
I mean, I'll never wash this
filthy hand again.
Alrighty, let's head on down. We'll check back in later, I guess.
Yeah, after we've watched the movie, we will have to do as spoiler-free as possible review of the film.
This is our first review of us doing a film that neither of us has seen.
Yeah.
Ooh,
fancy.
Thoughts and feelings.
I'm so excited, guys. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this movie.
I can't. I don't know if you can hear it through the microphone. This bitch is vibrating.
It's going to be great. And I'm going to post it all on social media, so don't worry about that. Yeah, we'll catch you in a few hours.
Let's get cruising.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello and we're back. So we didn't actually end up recording immediately after the premiere. We were too razzed up and then we went and had some drinks and got too drunk and went to bed.
Yeah.
And then the next day we were too tired and had to leave our hotel and I was way too grumpy. I was just...
It was honestly hilarious. Guys, Cara, my favorite thing was like me talking to strangers all day and Cara just fucking walking away. She's like, I'm not shit. Why the fuck would you talk to everyone? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
So it's now Friday night. So we went to the premiere on Monday night. So I've had a few days to ruminate and let's just say obsess over our experience. Now, we're not going to talk so much about the movie. I'm going to do an episode dedicated to the actual Mission Impossible movie a little while after. So I'll give it a couple of weeks and then I'll work something out. What we're going to talk about is what happened to us on Monday afternoon and evening. Now, if you don't follow me on social media, you will be completely unaware. If you do, you will know what's coming up. But I'm Tom Cruise. Yeah.
I met Tom Cruise too.
We
met Timothy Cruzel. Oh my God. Westworth.
I've set my dogs up. They're also very excited.
I'm so glad everyone's hyped for Tom Cruise because like hot dang. Westworth, we met Tom Cruise and I just feel like it was a dream. Like, did it actually happen?
I know.
It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, we actually met Tom Cruise and it feels like a dream. Straight up like a dream.
So we expressed like that we were a little bit concerned he wasn't coming, just like that seed of doubt, even though we were pretty sure he would. And then we had confirmation from the Mission Impossible and Paramount social medias and everything. Yeah, it kind of went exactly how I was told from Maria, who I did an episode with, where we talked about the time that she met him and interviewed him. He got there really early, like a full 2 hours before anyone else did. He was just as wonderful as I expected in terms of like taking us out of it, in terms of him going up to every single person who was lined up at that barrier and signing autographs and taking selfies and just having a little chat and everything. That was so awesome to see. He...
Like his professionalism, like at the very least, obviously after meeting him, I have lots of thoughts and feelings about his genuine charm. But if that charm is like him acting as hard as he can, like the professionalism, like you cannot fault how much he cares about the audience and how much he cares about fans, because like so many celebrities like do not have the time of day. And look, fair enough. Like, you know, it could be an invasive lifestyle, but I suspect Tom Cruise like does love a chat.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're all going to be talking about the thing that he loves most, which is making movies and his movies in particular. Yeah. He was just fully into it. All right. So let's talk about our experience. There's so much to tell. I almost don't know how to get the words out of my mouth.
We were in the city and you got really anxious. Mm-hmm. And you, because you were like, I need this thing, and I'm going to be here a certain time. I was way more blasé and probably like slightly on this too blasé side. So Cara headed back to the hotel first, because like it really kicked in that you're like about to meet Tom Cruise and you do not want to miss that opportunity, right?
Yes. And then you, correct, when you came back from this, the city, and I was getting ready, and you were like,
we got like a report in saying like, from someone just being like, go now. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was just like,
I was putting stressy things on Instagram stories, and people were like, you're going to regret being there too late. You're never going to be
just get there early. Yes.
And I was like, correct, you know what? You're right.
Honestly, nice. Oh, so I damn. Got down there. People really had your back.
Yeah. It's been great. I got down there like just after 3, and I should have gotten there at 2:30. Mm, and the only reason why I didn't is because I was so stressed that I was like also thinking, you're overdoing. Oh no, actually no, the reason why I did it is because I went down at like nearly 2. I can't remember exactly what time. And they still hadn't let anyone in, and they were still actually setting up that area.
Mm.
And so I was like, oh, okay, we've still got a bit of time. But obviously within that hour, it just filled up.
Oh, it changed on a dime. Like we got really lucky, for real. I'm so glad that we were just like, fuck it, go now. And it took me maybe 10 minutes, because luckily I'd done my makeup that morning. And I do not usually do makeup, so that takes me extra time. So makeup on, followed you down, and legend, I know it was stressful, but you found the best spot.
Yep. So there's a security guard there who was quite kind. I got there and I'm like, oh no, there's so many people. And he's like, oh yeah, they got here about 90 minutes ago. And I'm like, I was here 2 hours ago and there was no one. So he's like, check my bag and everything and let me in. And he's like, just go down further, closer to that end. That's the best spot to go. So I went down there. Oh, already, the barrier's just covered in men, just mostly men.
Oh, with their fucking elbows out.
Yeah, like, taking up all this space. Yeah. And we worked out pretty quickly. And like, they were pretty unashamed of it, but they were basically like autograph chasers. Oh, you know, the guy in the woolen jumper?
Memorabilia sellers.
Yeah, yes. The guy in the woolen jumper, I found his TikTok. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
And all of it is just him like finding celebrities and getting autographs, like, but mostly like, ooh, crappy Australian celebrities.
That would creep me out if I was a celebrity. He was grumpy boy.
And he was grumpy, but like, he was like, oh, I probably should have shaved today. And his mates who were doing the same thing as him were like, yes, yeah, they were actually a bit grossed out by him. So
yeah,
dudes, if you somehow listen to this, please understand that you were kind of obnoxious, presenting yourself a little bit better for Tom fucking Cruise would have been ideal. And also maybe don't take the space from genuine fans. I don't know. Like, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, no, he was like leaning, like, it wasn't just like elbows out, you're looking at your phone. You know how you keep them tucked in when you're on public transport? He was like elbows out, leaning his weight out. All it would take of him, we both would be able to fit at that front row. It was so annoying. But yeah, if old mate there is listening, shave your face, wash your bumhole. It's it's basic hygiene. He didn't smell, but just in case, you know, if he had any doubts. But yeah,
it was going to be him. The other guy, the purple jumper guy, he was directly in front of me. Mm. He was getting really pissed off at me for being
Yeah.
A little bit over the top and shrill. But then by the end, he was kind of like, no, I'll let you in. Like he eventually got it. And I think they felt a little bit bad.
I think he understood that we weren't going anywhere. And also like you were, oh man, like the excitement comes through 100%. Even if you're like, what the fuck? That's like, the excitement is there. So be nice. Like, or we'll dob on Tom. We'll dob on you to Tom.
Tom Cruise, did you know? Anyway, okay.
So this man was being a big bumhole.
So I eventually did get it, weasel my way onto the barrier when Tom was coming. So yeah, four-ish, he turns up with Christopher McQuarrie.
Four on the dot.
Yeah.
Four, like literally four on the dot. I was so impressed. I was like, I remember thinking like, oh, it was 2 hours before I was like, and I looked down and it was just insanely quick, like, and right on time. Goddamn Tom.
Yeah, they turn up and they just start immediately. So Kristen McCoy was running off and doing interviews and doing some autographs and stuff, but Tom Cruise pretty much went straight to doing autographs. And
yeah, absolutely, like straight to the barrier end. And conveniently, because the beautiful security guard had given us the heads up that the end that he starts at is the one closest to you, if in that particular spot. So on you, mate, that was rad.
So yeah, he's diligently signing autographs, coming up the line. It didn't take too long for him to get. So he wasn't like having big long chats with everyone, obviously because he was there to the end of time. But he, gets selfies. Also, everyone was getting like the posters that they were handing out as well. People were getting them signed and everything. Not many people seem to have their own stuff. And you could tell the autograph chasers were, you know, what they were because they all had their Top Gun fucking ones.
Absolutely, like Top Gun. And someone there was like, oh, he's not going to sign that one. It's not relevant. No, he signed it. He didn't care. Well, I think as well, he recognized the people who were the autograph chasers, which there were a lot. And a lot of men. Dudes. And then us.
There's one woman. There's one woman with a really tall guy.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Yeah.
But they stayed the whole time. So I think they were also in there for a bit of.
Oh, they were fans. Yeah. But then what happened, Cara? What happened then?
So Tom Cruise kept getting closer and closer. And I thought my heart was going to flop out of my chest through my mouth and I'd be rushed to hospital. But it didn't happen. Tom Cruise came and chatted to us briefly and signed autographs, and it was the best day of my life.
Briefly, 15 minutes. He talked to us for 15 minutes. We got 15
minutes. No, it
wasn't
15 minutes.
It was pretty close. It must have been 10.
It was a minute and a half. I timed it.
No. No, it was more. 15 minutes.
So I accidentally, a long time. I accidentally recorded it. Because
that's why I thought it was 15 minutes.
No, probably. No. Well, I recorded a 5-minute video and it's I have to try and see if I can make the audio better. I can hear you really well because I think the mic is pointed at you. Tom and I are quite hard to hear, but basically he comes up and he like gives us this like funny look, like, because you know I'm a rainbow fucking clown girl, and he gives it like this look, and I'm like, oh my god, I gotta tell you, I love you so much. I have a podcast dedicated to you. And I had a little gush just listing out how much I love him in his movies. I can't remember what he said. I have to try and listen to the audio. Do you remember what he said?
He was just like, oh, wow. Thank you so much. Yeah. Like he was like, but also it's not that, like he had just walked like down a line, 2 meters worth of autograph chasers. So when he came to you and me and we were like such genuine extroverted fans, you saw his whole face change. Like he saw you and he was like, oh, hello, like people, normal people, like fans, people who like fun stuff. It was so cute. Like,
and so I kept saying it was like, and I don't want it to seem like we're just tooting our horns for being the coolest, most interesting people, but we were.
We
gave nothing but good, we love you, Tom Cruise vibes. I honestly think he kind of like dropped a bit of his like, I don't know how to explain it, but he was kind of like taken aback a little bit, but the mask dropped a little tiny bit. And
yeah, legit. Like he had like the, hello, I'm Tom Cruise. And then it was the second hand grab. Like he got genuine on us.
Yeah. So yeah, he shook my hand when I was talking, and then like he shook my hand at the beginning and, you know, I gave him my Mission Impossible.
I placed my little hand through as well. I was like, at that moment, I was like, I don't think I'll cope if I don't touch Tom Cruise. Because he like grabbed your hand. And it's so funny because I was like, did I sound pushy in the audio? No, I sound desperate. Like, did you hear? It's like, hi, may I? Me too. Like, yeah, like, please. Please touch my hand, Tom Cruise.
So
after, my hand goes after as well. And I was like, yep.
like after all the gushing, he then like grabs my hand again, not like a handshake, but like just to grab my hand,
genuine little hold. Oh.
And I had such cold, clammy hands. I felt, I'm run very cold.
His hands were so warm. What? Made you.
I'm blowing out my audio right now.
Every night. Oh, I've screamed so many times into this microphone. I'm so sorry. The crackly mess. You're gonna have to deal with. I'm so sorry. Like, so what, how did you feel when this, so he comes up to you and he looks you in the eye and you start gushing. What was going on in your head? Like, what was your feelings in your little chest? Like, what did you get?
Just the most excited I think I've ever been in my life. Like,
oh, and so cute.
It's either a case of I clam up or I can't shut up. And so it was towards the can't shut up side, but I could hold myself in enough not to be totally weird.
You were the right amount of excited. Yeah. You were honestly, like, he was charmed by you. Charmed. Like, it's such a good feeling. Like, we charmed the charmer, King Charmer. Like, what the heck? And then, I put my hand through just behind you and he touched my hand and I don't know. It's so I felt a whole tingle go through my body because what is it to grow up with the most famous person on television? Like, he's so popular during the 90s, like late 80s, 90s, like, and has continued to have this successful career. And we've never known a world without Tom Cruise, right? So it's so bizarre. He's 3D. He's real. He's a real person. Such an strange experience to see someone who is like just so iconic in person and touch them. Like, mate, it was such a strange feeling.
The thing is, if I wasn't that big a fan, I would have been starstruck anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because Tom Cruise, that's the appeal of Tom Cruise. He is the biggest movie star in the world. And I don't think there's anyone on earth who wouldn't be at least a little bit charmed, if not completely starstruck by him.
Absolutely. Or they at the very least would recognize him and be like, oh, that's Tom Cruise. Oh,
holy shit.
You know.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's like the bare minimum anyone would ever do.
Come on. Give him is that Tom Cruise at least?
But to have him be so nice and genuine.
And taken aback by us, by you especially. I don't think I talked to him that much. I think I just touched him and then tried to make sure I got all photos and everything because I was just worried about missing out on that stuff too. But yeah, as you were.
I don't know. I've rendered myself speechless again because.
Oh, mate. It's just so wild. So he finds our stuff. We get the selfie. And he's laughing in the selfie.
So yeah, three perfect selfies. Like I love the progression because the first one has the assistant in it, and she kind of backs out. There's the one of us, and he's just so smiling. He's like crinkly smiling eyes. But the third one is him open mouth, big grin, having
he's
a
like
great time.
Laughing a bit because I don't know. I think because I just kept firing them. I was like, shit, one of them's got a rack. So glad we got three.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
And there's such a good quality.
Not blurry.
Yeah.
Oh, also, so all the other people we talked to on the carpet, none of them were framed as well as that first one. So I actually thanked the guys at the barrier because I couldn't get in. So that meant it was like a three tier, perfect. Like we didn't have to crop that photo.
Yeah.
The colouring is good. Like it's such a clear photo considering that Maya's phone's a little bit older now. I'm like, fuck yes. Like so absolutely good. Smashed it. Fucking so good.
Oh, and my Fallout record sleeve that I took down. I'm very chuffed because he was like, he kind of closed it to look at the front and everything. He's like, oh, I forgot about this. And we're like, oh yeah, we love that soundtrack. It's a banger. And yeah, signed it, got some autographs, got his autograph and got some really, really good selfies. And then he actually had to go do an interview with someone called Richard Wilkins, who other Australians will know. He's like a Australian TV personality.
He's an old leather bag.
Yeah, he's literally an old leather bag.
Old leather bag.
But they used me.
Before he went. Yeah. Oh, yes.
No, so he used me as the marker. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes. But before he went to that interview, what happened? He signed a thing. We got a selfie. And then he turned back around before he went to talk to the next person and touched our hands again.
See, I kind of remember that. I just like, it's when he was like.
Will never forget it because that's when I screamed into your shoulder. I do not get starstruck. If David Bowie was still alive, I think I'd struggle to enjoy his presence because I think if you didn't know him, he was quite a serious man. So I'm actually really glad I never got to meet Bowie. But this motherfucker has got charm coming out the wazoo. So he grabbed your hand, Kara, and he just held it and he went, no, thank you so much for coming to my movie. And the way he like looks directly at you, I've got my hand on your shoulder and I put my hand back through as well, because he went to kind of like look to me to get it. He said the same thing to me. He like grabbed my hand and just said like, no, really, thank you. Thank you both so much. And I was just, that's when I like screamed into your shoulder, because I've never felt that way around a celebrity. I've never had the squee, like maybe just a touch of a crush on a Tom Cruise. Big crush on Lestat. But he's so earnestly, so that killed me, because there's one thing to sign, you get the selfie, you go wave and then move on, which he was doing with a lot of people. Fuck, he was even reaching over and just signing shit and making eye contact. You know what I mean? Like as best he could. But with us, we were given the royal treatment, yo, as far as fandom goes. Seriously.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking seriously. So he went over to the old leather bag afterwards.
Did an interview. So they were like, the assistant was like, made a gesture like, this is a marker. Went and did the interview. So he came back. So this is the footage I've got. I put on all my social media now, where he came back and they used me, old rainbow head, as the marker to continue signing autographs. And he comes and he grabs things and he's like, and then he just looks at me and just kind of like laughs. And
he has his cute little laughy smile, because you're as well, you're sitting there like, your little face, you're like, it's so crazy. It was so fucking
annoying. And I'm like, hello again. Oh my and my big, loud, nervous laugh. And he goes, hello again. And just keeps like, he signs autographs and then just looks at me and grins. And like, he does it so, like, three more times. He looked at me so.
He keeps on looking at you. Yeah. I think he thought you were a bit dead hot, mate. I think he's all right. I mean, Peter was laughing because he's like, Tom Cruise interested in tall, pretty Australian women? It does ring a bell. Like, oh. The boy has a type.
But maybe I'm just his type, baby.
Tall Australian women. That's it. He's just like, ooh, haven't thought about spicy hair before. Ooh, excellent. What is that? Like
fucking covered in tattoos. Could you imagine? Could you imagine Tom Cruise dating a tall Australian tattooed rainbow haired woman?
He hasn't tried yet. can't fail if you don't even try, my guy. So just saying. And I mean, if he's interested in knowing how you feel about him or less, just listen to this podcast. God forbid.
I know. When I said know.
There is me chanting Ethan Hunt get in my cunt on this podcast. I cannot. Like, it'd be like, sure, I'll podcast. Marry you, but he would never let me come to the wedding. I'd be furious. I'd skydive in off a cliff on a motorbike. I'd be so angry. But yeah, if he finds this podcast, then what?
We're fucked. Like, I don't.
Oh,
I don't
we're on the suppressive about persons that. List.
Yeah, like, straight on there.
Suppressive persons, no.
So yeah, that was meeting Tom Cruise. We also got to meet all of the other celebrities. So the next best one was Hayley Atwell.
Oh, we were kind of like charming nature. She was so sweet. God,
we were kind of like, oh, whatever, to having her come past. But she was like, that felt like a 10-minute conversation too, which would have been like
take a lot of time with us, and she was so sweet. And I think it was like, well, did you notice that the crowd changed? To our right, it was Dude City, young dudes. City, a lot of like 20-25 year old like guys who were like, whoa, Hayley Atwell. And we got to us, and I was like, I think even practice, I was like, what's Hayley gonna, what's she gonna appreciate? And I'm like, I know what I appreciate. Hey, queen.
Yeah. And she like the like, way her face changed when she looked at us, when she fangirled about Tom Cruise with us.
She totally did. It was so cute. And like, what was it? Oh, that's right. I made her laugh. I was so proud of that. I said, he's my Lestat. And she was like, she looked and she was like, oh, the vampire movie. Like, interview with the vampire. I'm like, yes. And she's like, the bit where he's all like decrepit and playing the piano. And I went, yeah. And he's all like, I'm a grumpy boy. Like, I made her laugh and I was like, thank God. Like, it's the autistic charm, my friends. I don't know how to be socially appropriate. So. I just pray that my
It fucking worked for us, for Tom Cruise and Hayley Atwell. The other two were just getting through it. I don't think they're into it or
Simon Pegg. He honestly loved to death, and I had friends who were really excited that I met Simon Pegg, but he was tired. I think that boy was jet lagged, and I think that he's not as people-y as the rest of them.
And famously, he's never been like, he and Nick Frost just have never been that into this sort of stuff, which is ironic.
Not Hollywood-y.
Considering, I guess, you know, it's probably the British, not Hollywood, non-Hollywood thing. Pom was really the cutest thing, the most beautiful outfit, but she
she looked
just
so
kind of
cool
pumping through as well. Kristen McQuarrie gave us a fair bit of time.
Kristen McQuarrie loved us. My favorite thing. Kristen McQuarrie took a photo of us. Like, you have to ask. He was so gorgeous. I will never forget. And, oh my God, what happened with that photo? Photo Westworth, tell me.
On his social media, maybe on his Instagram anyway, he took a bunch of photos of us, like heaps, and because he was taking photos of other fans and of the other actors, and then he took a bunch of us and he put it on his Instagram as like the representative of Sydney.
I was so curious, like, was it like Abu Dhabi, all these different places? I wasn't paying attention, and then you slide to us and it's Sydney and it's these two idiots. And you have the biggest grin on your face. I'm like doing like my peace sign and smile because I don't know how else to pose anymore. And Kara has, oh my God, the biggest, most exciting smile while she holds onto her record, which in the end you got everybody to sign.
Yeah. And so Tom is just on one side and he is the biggest autograph and everyone else signed on the other side and it looks fucking
sick. Did you get Christopher McQuarrie's autograph in the end?
Yeah. Yeah. He had a look at, he was stoked on me having that, like he was like seemed genuinely impressed, and that's
of
all
course.
I need,
like white guys, older white guys in their record collections, like God bless them, it's such a gentle hobby
and
so
it's such
imagine
a fucking
they'd be
good
like,
soundtrack.
Fuck yeah, oh it slaps. And I loved Pom when you were like, oh can you sign, I realize you're not in this movie but can you sign anyway? And she's like, that's okay. I love this movie. Like, so cute. So cute. Yeah. Oh, man. Also, like, sidebar, and I won't talk about it too much, but her outfits in that film.
Mm-hmm. Tremendous.
It's so great.
It was absolutely worth all that time being spent lining up and everything. My legs, I thought, were going to fall off my body by the end. But that wasn't the end of our adventure. Because we actually did have tickets to watch the premiere. So just by chance, I found out that the premiere was happening and I'm like, oh yes, I'm going to go just so I can meet Tom Cruise. And then just by chance, I was on Facebook and I'd search Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning just so I could see if anyone has some really good poster images of the different posters. And I found this random James Bond group that was like, oh, you can buy tickets on Ticketek. I'm like, you can what?
Fucking what? You can what? That group blew my mind. I was like, fuck yeah. Like, no, that was honestly like, God, man, you got me so good. Like, I'm like, you have to, it's invite only. It's got to be invite only. Not. Turns out any old schlub can go if you've got 50 bucks.
Yeah, you got 50 bucks and you're willing to be in the fucking top of the peanut gallery, which was still, it was
very
still
happy. Honestly, yeah. Like, can't wait to see it again on a better screen. Now, like, it was an auditorium. I think the only thing that drove me crazy was the beginning. The lights in the stairwell were really bright, so I had to wrap my fucking scarf around my head because my autistic arcs is like, it's like next to it. Cannot, like, ignore shit. Cannot.
But we got to walk the red carpet. This is the only regret I have from the whole evening is we left where we walked through earlier than we should have because we missed the part where Tom Cruise lit a fuse and all the whole harbour was just lit up in fireworks and we just missed
fireworks.
It.
I know, like literally just missed it. I think had we not gone in though, we would have missed them chatting. Because it still would have taken us all that time to get to the queue. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Like, and
well,
they
no
rushed
what,
you through so quickly.
We're going to be
when you're on the carpet. Oh, either way. And I'm like, do you want to sing? I mean, is that a spoiler? Is it too quickly to sing Happy Birthday to Tom Cruise?
They all sang Happy Birthday.
Do you
want to
watch fireworks?
Yeah.
It was so cute. Yeah. And it was like everybody got like introduced everyone on stage. Like it was really sweet, like professional in that. They do seem like they work pretty well as a family, like of filmmakers, so to speak. Christopher McQuarrie and Tom Cruise have the cutest relationship. Christopher McQuarrie was constantly like, Tom, like just being like, oh, and like pointing stuff out to him. And they were doing the same. It was just like really bloody cute.
I think they're just best mates. I think that's just.
Yeah, I think they're like genuine boys. Like they really are. Oh man, like this of course falls under my not so long standing theory that Tom Cruise is on the spectrum. Lol. Yeah, like I don't know. It's not an all round autistic trait. It's found in other people as well. But we genuinely love shit. Like so genuinely to the point where we can't see our lives outside of it. So Tom Cruise is obsessed with movies. So he decided to make movies. And of course, somewhere in there, he got lucky as well. Like he's like, even wasn't on stage. He was like, he felt very privileged. He said, I feel very privileged to live his life. and things like that. Yeah, I think he just busted ass and got lucky. And it sometimes that's those two things do come together. So yeah, it was so cool. It was so cool, Kara.
He's so cool.
How have you felt this week after it?
It's not left my mind. I went to work on Wednesday night. Oh, yeah. Wednesday during the day, I had a client who was completely disinterested, and I'm almost like, get out. But it was fine. I got to the bar on Wednesday evening, and a few people congratulated me, but everyone was pretty they didn't know anything. And I was like, that meme, nobody here knows that I just met Tom Cruise.
Oh my God, yes. Like in the corner, like fucking. Oh, I loved it when you made that meme. And I had literally just told the girls at the cafe that we met Tom Cruise. Like nobody here knows. I said, I'm like, these fucking bitches do though. I just told them. I could not stop telling everybody all day that we had met Tom Cruise. Even now, this week for me, no one's believed it. Like they do, but they're like, they just, they don't see it coming. And then they're shocked and like in a way that they're like, all right, pull the other one. So wild. But yeah, sorry. So people at the bar, what was your response from people at the bar?
Everyone was really chill. Like a couple of people congratulated me. And then Ben, my husband, was hosting trivia, which he never normally does. I look through the little gap where I can see the trivia screen, and there's our selfie with Tom Cruise, and Ben's like talking about my wife got to meet Tom Cruise, and like I went in there and I like jokingly was like, hey, stop that. And like no one, if I'd been there and this had happened and like the person who met Tom Cruise wrote in, I would have been clapping and cheering. I'm like, yeah, you do it. But no one said anything.
Oh,
I'm like,
same.
And I'm like, okay, well, fuck who's in, whatever.
Fuck it, all right.
One person who, a regular, a trivia, who has been a client of mine and is really lovely and I chat to all the time, she came up and like was like, I'm so excited. I was watching your stories and like we had a chat about it, but no one else did. So I guess people aren't as into meeting celebrities or Tom Cruise as we are. But my client today is one of my favorite clients, Karen. If you're listening, I love you. She's a huge Tom Cruise fan. She came to my Top Gun screening and, you know, she just loves Tom Cruise. And we just pretty much spent 2.5-3 hours talking about Tom Cruise and how much Tom Cruise rules. So that was wonderful.
Fucking rules. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you had someone. Like my favorite thing was when we met Tom Cruise, posted the photos, and my coworker Maddie going, holy shit, you actually did it. Like you mad dog. You've met Tom Cruise. I'm like, yes, I worked so hard for this. No, I know I worked so hard for this. I come willingly under the guise of Kara fucking helping me out because I have new medication that is so expensive and I am not. I'm not going to spend any money ever again. That said,
I'm so ruined financially. Never financially recover from this. Oh, but it was worth every second of it.
So fucking worth it. It was so good. Like, yeah, I've talked to people all week about it, and I've had everybody who's like, "Oh, why?" Through to, "No, really?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Like, I met Tom Cruise. My fucking Uber driver heard about it. Like, and she was amazed. She was like, "Oh, I love Tom Cruise. That's fantastic." It was so funny. And then I changed the people's minds. People come like, oh, I just can't imagine why I want to meet Tom Cruise. And I was like, oh, babe, he does his own stunts. He's like the most popular man in Hollywood. And granted, like there's the whole Scientology thing, but I think he's just genuinely loves movies and is obsessed with getting other people back into the cinema. Also, low-key, pretty sure he's on the spectrum because of that sort of hyper-intense, obsessive nature that he has and adrenaline seeking as well, blah, 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 blah. So it goes through that. And she just was like, huh. And then I pointed and I was like, have you ever seen a Tom Cruise film that you didn't like? Like, if you don't like the actor, cool, whatever. But the films that he's been in, like, can you think of any? And she was like, you know, now I think about it, I think you've changed my mind. I don't think I ever have seen a Tom Cruise film that I didn't enjoy. And I was like, got you, bitch.
It is actually surprisingly
changing hearts and minds, baby. Like, what was
like
that?
If you're someone who doesn't just say, oh, I hate Tom Cruise. People who hate Tom Cruise are almost impossible to...
It's one of the people I work with. She's very, like, she's pro me. So she's like, I'm glad you had a great time. I don't care to outcome Tom Cruise, sweetie. I really don't. So I'm like, that's fine. Like,
but a lot of people can convince, like you can, when you start listing off all the things you just said.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, actually that's pretty cool. Well, it's Greatest Entertainer, baby. And we saw it firsthand in the flesh.
Let's watch cinema. Let's watch movies together.
Yes, please.
And turn off your... and turn off your motion smoothing, please.
Without talking about the actual movie, the experience watching the cinema, watching it in that cinema space was really fun. So normally people, when they clap and shit, when I saw the last Spider-Man, the non-animated Spider-Man movie, and everyone kept clapping and cheering whenever one of the fucking many Spider-Men came on, then I were like, shut the fuck up. But in this situation, it was awesome because as soon as one of the actors who was there came on screen, we're clapping and cheering and everyone was hooting and hollering and having a great time. And we found out we met met a friend, Anthony, after the fact, who we ended up getting drunk with at the pub. He was sitting just behind, like a few rows behind Tom Cruise.
And I was like, six rows or something like that behind Tom Cruise. Yeah.
And I was like, so did he leave part of the way through or did he stay? He's like, oh no, he stayed the whole time. So Tom Cruise stayed and made sure we were all happy. So he was hearing us all hooting and hollering and clapping, and like when a stunt happened, we're like, "Wah, fuck yeah!"
I don't want to talk about the film. I do want to talk about the film, but next time, next time for sure. Yeah, but it's
I'm seeing it again tomorrow morning. So I'm getting up early, going to see the movie, and then getting ready for a wedding in the afternoon. So.
Lordy, I'm just trying to work out what time it starts in the morning. I could potentially take Peter before I start work at 10 though, so I'm like, oh no, like 3 hours beforehand. I don't think films show that early actually,
no, so. It's 10 o'clock the earliest.
No, that's okay. But yeah, like watching the cinema was really good. Singing Happy Birthday with Tom Cruise, that was like a lovely little thing as well. And me trying to get the pass at the end of the night. Fuck it. So there was two different types of cinema passes. One was for the little plebs like us, who we all got ticker tech. And then there was like fancy, you got invited to this passes, or maybe they were VIP tickets that you could buy earlier on. I have no idea, but they were orange. They were different colors to the passes that you got if you were a ticker tech baby like us. And boy, do people love keeping little bits of plastic. I say that as someone who coveted one by the end of the night. But I was like, oh, are you going to be like using that? Like, da-da? And people were like, sorry, we collect them. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I hope you store it on your yacht and an orca sinks it. That's what I think. Because I have nothing. Give me my bit of plastic and lanyard.
And then we get asking all these really rich people. Like, why won't they give us the thing? We're poor. Look at our poor passes. Oh,
you're not looking at me like, is that a dress that was under $100? I'm like, yes, it was $92. It's from Blackmail. You smell.
We didn't talk about, we got to walk the red carpet and
we did, yes.
That was actually so pretty quick. Cool. We had to do that so quickly, but we got to do the whole like pretending filming each other, like, oh my god, we're the paparazzi, what are you wearing, blah blah blah. And that was really funny.
What's this, tell me.
And there was a couple of girls at the barrier who must have been there while we were there earlier, who were like screaming for us as we went past.
It was so cute. Like, yeah, like honestly, Sydney gave back a lot of positivity that I've been missing. Like Melbourne, I love Melbourne very much, but they're so used to me dressing like a weirdo here now that they do not point me out. And I'm like, you think I don't do this for compliments sometimes? Like, I'll take some is good. I get none. I'm like wearing my horns and I'm like, fucking okay. But yeah, I think drunk girl compliments, which is what we got off that lady when we were at the 24-hour place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry, ladies. I just have to tell you, you both look so beautiful. Bye. And it's like, out. Is there any higher form of compliment except Tom Cruise saying, thank you for coming to my movie?
Mm-hmm. I was not allowed to give like two personal compliments because, you know, people are recording that.
Like, double sexual harassment. Yeah. You know,
comment on my hair. Anyone else who comments on my hair, I'm like, whatever. Yeah, my hairdresser does it. But if he complimented my hair, I would have been melted.
I think he saw you and he literally, I think he saw you and went like, wow. Like, that was at your whole, like, he gave like a full Tom Cruise wow. And it was so cute. It was such a good experience. The holiday itself totally fucking ruled. It's my job to book the next one. That's the rules.
Now I think we're going to have the whole barricade is going to be filled up with people we know, because I've had a few friends messaging me like, why didn't I go? I should have just gone when you posted about it. And my client today, I'm like, no, let's do it. Let's all line up at that barrier.
Seriously.
Away from the people. Roll. And just have the best at work. Okay, my sister, bless her, she just couldn't get the time off. It was just too hard, too little notice. She was more almost as nervous as I was beforehand.
She was checking in with you constantly. It was very sweet, very, very sweet.
Yeah, she was absolutely stoked and excited. And she's like, okay, next time, because do you think it's going to come back? I'm like, it's the last Mission Impossible movie. Yeah. It might be one of his, like, he might be easing off some of the action movies. I don't know, but now
he's 61, like, he's 61, you know. I was thinking about it. I was like, considering the stunts he does, it might be the last time we see him.
Okay,
that's hectic. I don't want to like bring that, but it's like with all the fucking crazy ass stunts he does, it's a once in a lifetime chance to meet Tom Cruise. Yeah. Truly, like, so take that opportunity if you're a fan. Fucking go for it.
I think he will be back for the next. If it's the last Mission Impossible, I have a feeling he'll be. But he'll be back in Australia to do a film premiere, whether it's Mission Impossible 8
yeah, like, we'll
or
just
whatever.
Keep our fingers on the pulse, and I reckon. But yeah, Peter even wants to go.
Oh yeah, so we're all going. Yeah. So our husbands will record us the whole time. So we have proper footage of us.
God, yes. I was trying to work out, like, if I brought an extra phone and I was trying to work out how to do it next time, which I'm happy.
A GoPro. We should have just had a GoPro.
Work really well. Just on the head. Like.
No, someone behind us.
Like.
No, not on our head. I still want to be beautiful.
And headbutt him with it. Like, fuck you. No, so mean. So mean. But yeah, like, no, that was actually, if we hit it somewhere, like, up behind us, that would be very clever. And I have, like, fancy little grip things like that we could do that with. 100%.
Anyway, we're going to be going to the next premiere. Don't even worry about it. Whatever movie it is. And it's going to be the best. And we're going to have lots of fun people with us to hog that barricade and charm the pants back off of Tom Cruise.
Oh my God, the most charming man alive.
Oh my God, how his little black button-down shirt was like a couple of top buttons were undone, so you can see some of his chest.
Like little clavicles showing it off.
Don't.
You didn't have to wax for me, baby. He probably had like what is it? Was like, were they like zap all the, probably had laser.
Yeah. Yeah, well, as if you wouldn't, he's so rich. So it's like,
oh yeah, Tom Cruise ain't no bear. He's like, here we go, like, but the rug, Tom, come on.
No, I was watching fucking Ghost Protocol last night. Yeah, there's some good naked chest scenes.
Oh, I know exactly the one. Is that him upside down on the pole?
Yep.
Like,
yep,
that's the most cooked thing I've ever seen. Like, oh, what am I going to learn how to do today? Just look fucking shredded, like. That's like muscle porn. That's so rude. I do declare.
Oh my word.
My what? They hands. He touched they hands. Oh, they hands. Both fucking did it. Amazing.
Okay, well,
yeah, no, absolutely.
I'll be back with a review of the movie soon. But for now, that's our wrap on meeting Tom Cruise. And Ben knows, best day of my life. Like,
oh, hands down. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Peter. I came home and it's just every time Peter tried to do something nice to me, I'm like, that's nice, but it's not Tom Cruise looking me in the eyes and saying thank you nice. And he's like, damn it. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Like, I'm financially ruined and my marriage is over because Peter can never live up to it. I'm so sorry, honey. Divorce.
Okay, well, if you want to see any of my photos and footage, I put some up on Tom Cruise Reviews on my Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, my personal one is The Coaster Creep on Instagram. And you can have a look, little squiz there to see all the documentation. I'm going to be, like, this is my personality now. So I'm going to be posting about this on Instagram for a while. Interrupted briefly by the Medieval Festival I'm going to on Sunday. Where
you got
I'm
tickets?
I got tickets.
Fuck yes. Nice.
But yeah, this is my personality now. So if you want to see pictures, they'll be all up on my Instagram. Yeah. And thank you for coming on this journey. Thank you so much to all of my friends and people I barely know online who have been rooting for me this whole time and messaging me constantly saying this. Even people I know who fucking hate Tom Cruise. They said some pretty full on things about why they hate Tom Cruise. And I'm like, whoa, I just think his movies rule. But they have been spending commenting and saying this is so nice and fun and I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
so
people, good people, whether they have stupid opinions about Tom Cruise, whatever, they want to see you succeed, baby.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it's so nice.
So thank you to all those people, and if you're listening to this, I think you're great. And anyone who's been disinterested, suck a buck. Yeah, I think that's it. All right, Lauren, thank you so much for joining me on this adventure and to recapping about
my pleasure. Fuck yes, it was the best. I'm so glad that I have no doubt, like, there'll be 10 years time I'll be calling you drunk in the middle of the night, like, do you remember the time that we met Tom Cruise? And then potentially twice. You never know. So yeah, but no, this totally ruled. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, as always.
All right. Well, until we review Dead Reckoning soon. I'll catch you next time. Bye.